The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Today we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Archangels, Saints Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. Many times these three saintly angels are overlooked, usually for Christ, so that's okay. But throughout the history of salvation, these three have played a pretty important role. St. Michael led hosts of angels to victory over the powers of Satan and is still today a defense for Christians everywhere. St. Gabriel announced to Mary the incarnation of our Lord, and tradition holds that it was he who strengthened Christ during his agony in the Garden of Gethsemane. And St. Raphael healed Tobit of his blindness, and tradition often links him with the stirring of the waters in the pool of Bethesda, which miraculously healed people for countless centuries. My brothers and sisters, as today is their feast day, if we don't have a devotion to the holy archangels, it's a good time to think about it, to pray to them for their intercession. Praying to Michael for his protection, Gabriel for his strength, and Raphael for his healing.